God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. Today and for the balance of the week, Brother Hutchings will be visiting with David Benoit of Glory Ministries with headquarters in Virginia. Dave's been an evangelist for a number of years and deals quite often with matters of the occult. If you've been a listener to this program over the years, you know he has been with us periodically over the past 20 or so years. This week he and Brother Hutchings will be talking about 9 seducing spirits found in the Bible. An appropriate topic for the month that ends with Halloween, a high and holy day for those who deal in the occult. Here now is Brother Hutchings.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. We are in a series of national downturns, calamities. It seems like so many people are out of work, our economy is bad, going deeper and deeper in debt, crime is increasing, homosexuality is on the rise. We have all these national problems that we confront. But you know, the Bible warns us about that, doesn't it, Dave?
Absolutely, Dr. Hutchings. I tell people there are no panic buttons in heaven. God knows exactly what's going to happen, and he's in total control of all that's going to happen. God knew before the creation of the world where we would be even to this day. And the thing I like about God is he's always on time. Those who are faithful, he rewards. And so don't listen to the world saying that we're going to create jobs for you, the government's going to take care of you. The day that you start trusting the government for all your needs, then you don't have to trust God for anything. But I will say this, I do believe, Dr. Hutchings, because all this is coming upon us, there's a great opportunity for revival. When people lose their jobs, when people lose their houses, people then want to see God. You see, revival has never come out of prosperity. It's always come out of despair. And I really believe that that's where we're at. God is setting up for revival.
You know, we're told in Scripture that when we have these problems, the arch enemy of man and God is behind all our problems. And in the final analysis, that is true because we're being deceived by the devil rather than listening to God. And we read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, this warning from Paul. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And over in Scripture, we're warned that this is our basic enemy.
And you know what it says in there? It says spiritual wickedness in where? High places. You know, this whole thing about our government, the collapsing and all this other stuff, Dr. Hutchings, I really believe it's a supernatural attack. It's not a physical attack. It's not about the economy. It's not about unemployment. It's not about illegal immigration. It's not America has a spiritual problem. And because of it, people are making bad choices. So we want to fight the government. We want to fight. And it's not that. It's a supernatural battle. And that's the reason why we ought to pray every day for our government officials. We ought to pray that God would bring revival to America. You see, the Bible in Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might, nor by power, but my spirit, saith the Lord. So this battle is won or lost in the supernatural.
The Apostle Paul had a warning especially for us in these last days. We shouldn't be in ignorance concerning why all this is happening, because we read from 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, meaning definitively, without question, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, we have all these problems when we should be praying and searching the Scriptures and finding out where we're going wrong. here in Oklahoma City, which is the middle of the United States. It's called Heartland. And you would think here in Oklahoma City, in the middle of the Bible Belt, that we'd be praying and looking to God for answers and setting examples. But I would like to read an item here dated Oklahoma City. And it says here, officials confirm that the Oklahoma City Civic Center has been booked by a group proclaiming themselves to be Satanists. The Church of the Four Majesties posted an event to meet up, announcing a satanic ritual to be performed at the Civic Center on October the 21st. Now, that's next week. That's just before Halloween. That's when all the devils and the demons, you know, when we have our mind on this, we're warning. Halloween is to warn us about this. But now then we read that this is next week here in Oklahoma City, that the Civic Auditorium, I don't know how many seats, I've been in the Civic Center many, many times. It's a huge, huge auditorium. And I understand that all the tickets have already been sold for this event. But it's a satanic meeting, and they're going to do all sorts of things, evidently. I don't know whether they're going to sacrifice any black cats or not. Maybe, I don't know. But it says, according to the posting, this is a church for any Satanist or anyone who is interested in Satanism. All members of the left-hand path are welcome. Due to the nature of our religion and the herd's view of it, this site will remain private as to protect our members, for now this church is for all things. So welcome witches and warlocks, answer the call of your darkness. Eyewitness News 5 called our officials to confirm that this event has been booked at the Civic Center. Parks and Recreation spokesman McClinic told Eyewitness News 5 that the city cannot discriminate against groups, noting that as long as the group doesn't break any city ordinances, there is no reason to deny them. Now here we read, there's no reason to deny our Civic Center. Now, our Civic Center was not built for this.
That's right. But you know, the sad thing about it is, again, we're living in an age, Dr. Hutchings, where the Bible says that there, right before he comes back, right before Jesus Christ comes back, there's going to be a seducing spirit. And you can see the spirit of seduction. I guarantee you many of those people came from fundamental Bible-believing churches who got sucked into this stuff because pastors aren't willing to say the truth. You know, you and I were talking about this earlier. I've got a ministry and I'm an evangelist and I've spoken on witchcraft for years and years. Last year, I had 12 meetings, and some of those were overseas, Dr. Hutchings, because people just don't want to hear it because it might be offensive. I was surprised. My wife told me the other day, she said, you would not believe how many pastors' wives stand in line to go watch this new movie on vampires. You know, it just boggles my mind to find out that pastors' wives, youth directors' wives, they're all involved in this thing about vampirism and everything else. Kids are going to school today wearing garments that make them look like vampires, fake teeth and everything else, pretending to be vampires and stuff. And yet, you know, you hear about the economy going bad and everything, but apparently people have enough money to buy all the witchcraft and occult stuff and Harry Potter stuff. I haven't heard them cry lately.
Yes. You know, Brother Dave, the Apostle Paul warned about seducing spirits. What is a seducing spirits and how many spirits are they? The word here is in the plural, spirits. So there's evidently more than one seducing spirit. So what are seducing spirits and how many of them are there?
Well, during these broadcasts, Dr. Hutchings, we are going to be talking about 9 different spirits. And in these spirits, you'll have like the vile spirit. We'll talk about the worldly spirit. We'll talk about the spirit of Egypt, the spirit of unfaithfulness, the psychic spirit, the lying spirit, the spirit of fear, the sleeping spirit, and the spirit of the Antichrist. And through this presentation for the next few days, we're going to be talking about each one of these using scriptures and talking about how they are going to be very active during the end times. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I do have a DVD set. It's called Disarming the Powers of Darkness. And on that, we talk about reincarnation. Is it taught in the Bible? We talk about, can a Christian be demon-possessed? Can a person sell their soul to the devil? I answer all those questions. How about 8 reasons why God will not destroy the devil? You know, people say, if God's so big and so powerful and so strong, then why doesn't he just go ahead and kill the devil? I give 8 reasons why God will not destroy the devil at this point. Now, there is coming a time in the future, but not right now. So I've got that DVD. It's 2.5 hours long, and plus we have the book, 14 Things Witches, Hope Parents Never Find Out, that I wrote. If you want to get the Disarming the Powers of Darkness, you can get that for a gift of $20. And 14 Things Witches, Hope Parents Never Find Out, which is $10. If you'd like to get both of those, you can get both of them for a gift of $25 to Southwest Radio Church. And folks, let me tell you something. As we're talking about these 9 demonic spirits that are seducing spirits, I answer all the questions about reincarnation. I talk about astrology. I talk about all the things that's going on right now, vampirism, all these things. If you'd like to get these copies right now, I suggest for your gift of $25, you just ask for both of them and we'll send them to you. Simply pick up the phone and call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144 and say, I want to get that DVD and the book today.
You know, when we consider all that's happening in our country now, our nation, all the abortion, the rise of homosexuality as an alternate lifestyle, June is now Homosexual Month by presidential order, rapes, the divorce, all the pornography. The pornography industry has larger revenues than Microsoft, Google, Amazon, eBay, and Apple combined. You know, all these major industries, yet the pornography industry is much bigger. Worldwide pornography revenues have risen to $97 billion a year. Now, you just think of that.
Now, that's just pornography. See, now, we're getting into the first spirit, Dr. Hutchings. It's called the vile spirit. The number one spirit that we talk about is the vile spirit, and that is in Luke chapter 4, verse 33. It says this, "And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and he cried out in a loud voice." The unclean spirit, or the vile spirit. That's what we're talking about. When you're talking about pornography, does more sales than Microsoft, Apple, Yahoo, all these other companies, eBay's combined. Folks, that's a lot of pornography. There are more hardcore pornographic stores than there are McDonald's in America. When you start looking at this kind of stuff, and abortion, it's incredible how vile our country has gotten, Dr. Hutchings, for being a Christian nation.
And Paul warned us about seducing spirits in the last days, the rise of seducing spirits. Seducing spirits is something that you get sucked into. And we consider these seducing spirits because we know they're evil, yet they are not pronounced evil by the standards of present morality and by our political order today. And even in our churches are not condemning these vile spirits.
Because they don't believe in the supernatural, Dr. Hutchings. And again, if you're not careful, you can watch the nightly news and you can watch all these broadcasts and you can get to the point where you just think it's all a physical battle. It's really a spiritual battle. Whereas in America, a woman is sexually assaulted every 2 minutes in America. In 1985, local child protective service agencies, now this is 1995. We've gone a long way since 1995 with the internet pornography and stuff like that. Agencies identified 126,000 children who were victims of either substantiated or indicated sexual abuse Of 75% were girls, nearly 30% of the child victims were between ages 4 and 7. That's according to the 1995 Department of Health. So we've got all this stuff going on, Hutch, the immorality, and even now the abortion and stuff. I was listening to a radio ad. I was in California recently, and they were talking about the elections, and they said, are you sure you want to have these extremists who believe that abortion is wrong? Is that what you want to send to Washington? Don't send those extremists to Washington. Send us back. And I'm just sitting there in the car listening to this. I'm going, how in the world could people be so blinded? But it's a seducing spirit.
According to the statistics that you have here, Brother Dave, every second over $3,000 is spent on pornography. Every second, over 28,000 internet users are looking at pornography. Every second, 372 internet users are looking for pornographic terms on their internet units. And every 39 minutes, a new pornographic video is being created in the United States. Now, that's amazing. Less than every 30 minutes, a new pornographic video is being produced here in the United States for public consumption.
I'm telling you, it's exploded, Dr. Hutchings, and no wonder our economy and everything is going. God cannot bless a country that produces that kind of stuff. And by the way, recently they found a number of public employees looking at child pornography, which is illegal, Hutch. Looking at child pornography while they're in their offices.
And right here under our noses, right here in Oklahoma City, just a few blocks from our office here in Oklahoma City, the city fathers are renting out the Civic Auditorium for a Satanist meeting to be held on October the 21st. And they say they're going to do this all kind of worship stuff there and have all this meeting there, but they don't say exactly what they're going to do. Can you imagine a meeting of some 5,000 Satanists right here in Oklahoma City under public permission?
And see, again, Dr. Hutchings, it all gets back to the Harry Potter and all this other stuff that has been accepted in America. Later on in our program, we'll talk about how many universities have witchcraft societies on their campuses, just like the Baptist has the Baptist Student Union. Now they've got Wiccan student unions all across America.
And I was reading not long ago, in fact, there's some examples already, I think, at the Air Force Academy and maybe practically never Army camp. I think the Army now, in addition to chaplains, they also have to provide places of worship or meeting for Satanists.
They absolutely do. As a matter of fact, they just made a law in Virginia that if a person die in the military and they want to put a Wiccan symbol, the five-pointed star is now recognized by the veterans of America to be placed on that marker, a Wiccan symbol. You know, instead of the cross or the Jewish symbol, they want the Wiccan symbol. And it's about time Christians understood that this is a spiritual battle. That's the reason why I've got the material. And folks, if you've been looking around and you're saying, boy, we're in a bad fix right now, I want to tell you something. It's only going to get worse. We're getting closer to the end of the ages. And that's the reason why your family and you need to get this Disarming the Powers of Darkness. For your gift of $20, you can get that. For your gift of $25, you get my 14 Things Witches Hope Planners Never Find Out, as well as the DVD. So let me encourage you to give us a call right now at 1-800-652-1144 and say, listen, we're in a spiritual battle. I need this material.
Certainly. Didn't Jesus reference 8 different spirits? We know there are 9 mentioned, but I think Jesus himself indicated 8 evil spirits in Matthew, I believe it's the 12th chapter, where he talks about the 8 evil spirits.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I think our nation is being visited today about all 9 of these evil spirits referenced in the Bible. we certainly encourage you to get this DVD produced by Dave. Actually, it's two DVDs, and I've watched them. I think it's the best I've ever seen. Fantastic presentation on what is facing us today. And you use all kind of graphic. I believe you did this at
Thomas Road Baptist Church. Dr. Jerry Fowle, before he died, allowed me to do the filming right there at the church.
Fantastic presentation. It's two DVDs. And the book, 14 Things Witches Hope Parents Never Find Out, certainly, you know, in colleges and everything, there are these Wiccans and having meetings at midnight, what do they call them?
The sky cladding and stuff like that, where they'll actually go nude and stuff. I remember years ago we talked about somebody had written Southwest Radio Church and they were going to have a wedding. Remember that? And they wanted to have them come out there and it was going to be with no clothes and everything else. And this was a Christian father of the girl who was going to marry this Wiccan.
Yes. Of course, if you wanted some of these for your church or young people, order 10 or more, you can get them for $5 a book, which is tremendous. But both the DVD and the book for a gift of $25. Brother Jerry is going to come and give you the number to call or the address to write. And Brother Dave and I are going to continue in this study and be talking about the other nine evil spirits. We've discussed the vile spirit today, but there are other eight seducing spirits that we're going to be referencing on the next program. So you be listening.
Thanks, Brother Hutchings. Friend, don't miss getting Brother Dave's DVD and book. The two DVD set, Disarming the Powers of Darkness, is 2.5 hours in length. The presentation is offered in appreciation of a $20 contribution in the U.S., $22 in Canada. The book, 14 Things Witches Hope Parents Never Find Out, is 168 pages and is available for an offering of $10 in the U.S., $12 in Canada. Better yet, get both the DVD and the book at the same time for a contribution of $25 in the U.S., $28 for Canadian listeners. The phone number to call is 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008. Or go to our website at swrc.com. At this time of year, with Halloween coming, it seems there is an increase in the occult, and Brother Dave's book addresses that issue head-on. Plus, we also have Halloween tracts offered in the past. For information on them, please call 1-800-652-1144. And if you don't already have them, don't let this opportunity go by to get the two DVDs and the book together for an offering of $25 in the U.S., $28 in Canada. Five programs in this series are also available. Get them on CD or tape for a gift of $22 if you live in the U.S., $23 in Canada. Phone 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008. Or go online, the web address, swrc.com. This program is on this station by your tax-deductible contributions. Stay tuned now for a Bible in the News report over most of these stations and join Brother Hutchings and David Benoit tomorrow for your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for a Bible in the News report, a feature of your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. I'm Jerry Giltner. I'll be bringing you today's report. The family is under siege in America. It's as if citizens of the United States are saying the institution that God put in place to populate the world and to carry out His will is being snubbed as never before. Unwed pregnancies, same-sex marriages, and the like are eroding the family at breakneck speed. The full force of what that may mean to the future of this nation is difficult to ascertain, but one thing is certain. It cannot be a good outcome. We reference two separate stories from One News Now, which appeared on its website, that illustrate what we are seeing today. Both stories were posted on the website September 3, 2010. Quote, "There appears to be a growing acceptance of children being conceived out of wedlock among the nation's youth. In 2002, 25% of teenage males admitted to never having sex, the main reason for abstaining being the possibility of pregnancy. However, the latest figures show that number has dropped to 12%. Moreover, more male teenagers agree that it is okay for an unmarried female to have a child. That number rose from 50% to 64% in 2006 through 2008. Jimmy Hester, co-founder of the True Love Waits program, speculates one of the reasons for this growing acceptance. A lot of celebrities are modeling that kind of behavior, and our teenagers and young adults pay a lot of attention to those people. They are role models, he notes. And so they're seeing that kind of behavior going on, and I think it's just becoming more acceptable for out-of-wedlock pregnancies to take place." Close quotes. Now, from the second story, quote, "A Texas court has reversed a judge's decision to grant a divorce in a case that involves two men. District Judge Tina Callahan of Dallas granted the divorce to the couple, but the Fifth Court of Appeals in Texas has reversed that and returned the case to the lower court with an order to dismiss it." Kelly Shackelford of Liberty Institute, the firm that helped the state attorney general's office argue the case, points to Proposition 2, the constitutional amendment passed by 76% of Texas voters in 2005, that defines marriage as a union between one man and one woman. Close quotes. Both of these stories highlight a society that has turned its back on the biblical view of the family. God put Adam and Eve together as the first family, a man and a woman, and children were born within the bounds of wedlock. Any sexual activity outside marriage is not God's way. We read, "Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body." That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. And that's today's Bible in the News report from Southwest Radio. To get a complimentary copy of the monthly publication, call 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. The web address is swrc.com. Join us for the next Your Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report.